Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Kama, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalit. Hanoisin Tzemer Latzaba. Hanoisin someone who gives Tzemer wool, Latzaba, to the man whose job is to dye the wool, to color it. And something went wrong. In the first case, Vihigdichatu Yoira. It overburned Yoira in the pot. How would they dye the wool? They would put the wool into a pot with the color, cook it up, and the color went into the wool. But in this case, he made it too hot, and the wool got ruined. So Noisein, this workman, is going to have to give loy to the balabayas to make simroy, the value of the wool, whatever the wool cost without dyeing it. In other words, the value of undyed wool. In the second case, what happened was, is tzivoi chaur. He colored it, but he didn't color it right. Instead of using fresh color, seems that he used the color, the dye that's left over at the bottom of the pot. So the wool is taka worth more than it was without any color, but it's not a geshmaka color. It's not a bright color. Clearly the job was not done right. So he's like a peshay. I mean, you knew that if you're going to use the dye at the bottom of the pot, it's not going to come out right. So whenever a person is mazik, something else bekavana, it's not like something that happened that was out of his control, we say yodai ala tachtoina. That means you're going to lose on both ends. Im hashavach yoiser al yitzia. If the appreciation, if the amount that it's worth more, is worth more money than the expenses of this dyer, the balabayas does not have to give him how much it's worth more. Rather, noisin is going to give to the worker as a yitzia, whatever his expenses were. Let's say the wool was worth 10 dinar, and the supplies, the wood, the dye, the labor costs, it all adds up to 10 dinar. And the value of the wool, after it has even this shvacha color, is now 40 dinar. Though the shvach is more than the yitzia, the expenses were 10. So that's all he's going to pay him. He's only going to pay him 10. Even though he's getting back something that is worth 40. If the expenses are more, then how much it's worth more? Let's say the wool now with this shvacha color is worth 15 dinarim. So it's only worth 5 dinarim more, but he spent 10 dinarim on this. So noisin loy the balabas gives to the worker only as a shvach. That's 5 dinarim. The worker is going to say, what do you mean? I spent 10 on this. Well, sorry, you lost 5. It's your fault. You used a very cheap dye, the one that was left at the bottom of the pot. You knew that's not what's done. You tried to get away with it. So fine, it went up 5 in value. I'm giving you 5. It cost you more. Can't help you. In the third case, the dyer, the worker, whose job was to color the wool, did a very good job. He used a good color. Came out very nice, except it's not the color that the balabas told him to dye. If he gave, let's say, a worker, the wool, litzvay aloy, a dime to color it red, Utsvai Shachar, and he did it black. Or Shachar, he gave it to him to color it black. Utsvai Adai, and he colored it red. Good job, but it's the wrong job. So Rabbi Meir says, now Rabbi Meir holds, anyone that's Mishana Midas Balabayas Nikra Gazlan. You were hired to do a certain job, and that was to dye this red. You did it black, it's like you're a Gazlan. So as soon as it became black, you're Kaina it Bishinu. And like all gazlonim, the halacha is you have to pay kishas hagazel. And therefore, noisin loy demei tzamroi, he has to give him how much it was worth before it went up in value, before it had any color. And that's kishas hagazel, like we learned in the first Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, let's not call him a gazlon. He didn't do it on purpose. He made a mistake. Yes, he was told to do it red. He made a mistake, and he colored it black. But it was a toss. And therefore, the fact is, the wool is still worth more. It's very nice black wool. Now, Lemaisa, he didn't order black wool. He ordered red wool. So therefore, what we're going to say is, the balabas doesn't have to pay him the price that they made up. Rather, he's going to pay him the lesser of the two. And again, im hashvach yoser al yitzia, if the wool is worth a lot more than what the worker's expenses are, basically, you give him his expenses. Im hayitzia yoser al hashvach, if his expenses are worth more than how much the whole wool went up in value, basically it's a shvach, so you only give him the amount that the wool went up in value. Okay, so quickly chazering over. In case number one, he gives the wool for someone to dye it. The man puts it into the dyeing pot and burns it. The woman is the craftsman. He has to give the balabayas to me tzamra, the value of what the wool was before it was colored. And really, the Gemara says that's dafka if the dye didn't take hold at all before it burnt up. But let's say the dye already took hold, and it was really nice, but afterwards he burnt it, he left it in too long. Then the worker would have to pay him the amount of the colored wool, the amount that it was worth right before it was burnt. Like we learned in Mishnah Gimel, if someone gives someone wood to make a closet, and he makes the closet, and afterwards does a mistake and destroys it, you have to pay for the closet. In the second case, he didn't burn it, but he used the shvacha color, he used the color that's left at the end of the pack. It didn't come out the way it was supposed to. He tried to get away with a cheaper dye. So we say he's going to lose out. The worker's going to lose out on both ends. We're going to see if the shvach, if what it's worth more, the appreciation, if that amount is more than his expenses, the balabas will only give him his expenses. So what was our mashal? Let's say the wool was worth 10 dinarim. That's before the color. The expenses, his wood, his dye, labor is also 10 dinarim. And how much is the wool worth now with the shvach color? 40 dinarim. So the shvach is more than the yitziah. So he's only going to pay the expenses, only 10. Bima yitziah yiseirel, a shvach we learned. Let's say the wool is only worth 15 dinarim and only went up 5 dinarim in value. He's just going to give him 5. Either worker's going to say, but it cost me 10. Well, next time don't try to get away cheap. Don't try to do things the opposite of the way they're supposed to be done. In the third case, he gave him wool to color red. And the worker did a wonderful job, but he did the wrong color. He did it black. Or he gave it to him to color black and he did it red. Remeir says he has a din of a gazlin, therefore he was kind it, and he has to pay the amount that the wool was worth before any color. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he doesn't have a din of a gazlin. It was a mistake. Never intended to steal it. The only thing is, the balabas is going to pay him the lesser of the amount. If the shvach is lesser than the yitziah, he's going to pay the yitziah. And if the expenses are more than how much it's worth more, he'll just pay how much it was worth more.